Okay.
I have some public comment this morning. So if you want to come on up.
Good morning. My name is Joe Eccles from Eccles Wealth Management, and today I'm representing and promoting a new nonprofit organization called the Morro Bay Fourth Incorporated. This organization is made up of business owners and residents here in Morro Bay. What our mission is to have a traditional 4th of July, family-oriented with fireworks for this upcoming season. And the last few months, I've been out going around the community talking to approximately 150 to 200 businesses, as well as hundreds of residents. And the overwhelming response that we've had has been a positive response of, yes, we want fireworks. All across the board. So we've been promoting this for the coming up season. As part of the promotions committee on the 4th of July, Trocadero from 4 to 8 p.m. This is our first fundraiser that we're having, and we'd like to have everybody come in attendance, business owners and residents. It's really going to be fun. Because we have live music, 50-50 drawings. We have a lot of donated prizes from businesses, such as a few of them, champagne brunch for the from the Chablis, $100 gift certificate for Windows on the Water, just to name a few. So we would like to have, again, all the residents and business owners come down on the 20th and show their support so we can have and bring back a traditional family-oriented 4th of July with fireworks. Thank you.
Thank you.
And happy holidays to everyone.
Thank you.
Terrific. So we will move on to the approval of the minutes. Were there any comments on the minutes? Anyone see anything?
I would move that we approve the minutes of the last meeting.
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye. Is it? It's next week, right?
Next Friday.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, it's not really a week away. Let's see. In your packets, we'll go through the first page there, and that's the 800 numbers. They're pretty self-explanatory. If you want to take a look, it looks like we've had a little more response with the 800 numbers in November. A couple of calls, one from D.C., one from Tennessee, which is one we haven't seen in a very long time. Texas, surprising and not surprising, but there's 10 calls from Texas. Typically, we have one or two, but 10 seems to be kind of a large number. I don't know if it corresponds with some of the advertising we put out, but people looking at coming into Morro Bay, which is always good. The next page is our promotions report, and again, you can just see the numbers. The visitor center has increased as far as the number of visitors coming in from 1175 to 1244. Phone calls decreased a little bit, but I'm sure that has to do with what we've been talking about for a while. The website certainly answers a lot of the questions that come in. And then you see the relocation packet, the leader when it comes to advertising and the responses that we get. You can see fiscal year to date, 1,839. That's a considerable amount of response from one source. And then we all the way down to, you can see that on the referrals on the very bottom, the referrals are down a little bit, but still up at 1,300 referrals to our local businesses through the visitor center, and 13,424. Throughout the year to date, which is fantastic. We're talking about fiscal year now, so that's quite a few. Visitor Center is actually pretty active. We're getting a lot of people from different countries coming in, which is pretty much the same as it has been in a number of months in the past, which is always good. And I think we're a few more ads going to be going out, and we'll start seeing an increase in our fulfillment and calls. And yeah, we're looking forward to a good. This is a calendar year ending, and halfway through our fiscal year. You know, I think next year is actually going to be really positive.
What's the Bissell Visitors Convention Bureau Visitors Magazine?
Right.
Hard to believe.
Yeah, well, they come in. They're listed very clearly what they are. And this is how they're responded.
Have we had any ads in Sunset in the fiscal year?
Yeah, I find that really strange that we've had no response. I mean, that just doesn't make sense.
But the same way with the visitor's guide, the county visitor's guide. Gee, we used to get quite a number from them. But I haven't looked at it for 2009, so I don't know what they're
right. We can go back through all of the because we keep a log of all of them. But you know, we look at them pretty thoroughly.
Yeah. No, I'm not doubting it. I just think it's
odd surprising
that those are two things we're advertising and we're not getting any fulfillment feedback, which doesn't necessarily mean the ad is.
Well, what I can do is I'll call Sunset and ask them because I mean, I'm sure that there's some reason, explanation for it, because zero doesn't make any sense. Not when we're getting thousands in the past.
Oh, absolutely. We can call, or you can call either way.
Two ads, and they've been larger ads. So, and my other clients that are in Sunset, I mean, it hasn't dropped off for them. So there's got to be some explanation.
Let's check it out.
Processed by Sunset. So that could be part of the delay. But I guarantee you it's not going to be zero. They either haven't got us the inquiries yet, or there's some other mess up on their part.
Yeah, it comes through two desks. It's not just one. It comes through mine. It comes through the front desk. So let's find out if there's a clog someplace.
They can run a report pretty quickly.
We need to break it because this is what's been coming in. Any other questions about it? We have tonight. The chamber has a mixer. It's at the Yacht Club, 5:30 to 7. It's always fun having activities over there. They hosted our lighter boat parade, which was one of the better boat parades we've had. Weather always has a factor, and a list of the winners are posted at the should be on the website as well as at the chamber. Also, beginning of the year, all of the businesses out there, something to consider is the mandatory California federal employee poster that has to be posted. We're taking orders right now. They're $21, a good price for a large laminated. It has all your information, so you will be current with the regulation. For the Small Business Networking Breakfast, we will also include seminars, and we're going to have between 2 and 4 seminars. The first one is going to be in March, and it's about social media and how to utilize that for your business. I think it's something that we all need to look at seriously because that is the way of the future. And I know my 8-year-old granddaughter knows more about it than I do, so it would be a kind of a good thing to have. We have the teacher at Cuesta will be actually facilitating that. And then, of course, in March also we have our first annual beer fest and chili cook-off. We are sanctioned, which means by the Chili International cook-off. We're sanctioned, meaning that people can come to us and be part of the whole international chili cook-off program. These people who belong to this club have to have so many wins in so many places, and there are very few sanctioned locations. So we're getting a lot of calls from these people that want to be part of the international finals, which is a $25,000 to $30,000. We do have local competition going on with the fire department, police department, you know, within our own little community. So I noticed that there's some radio stations that are bragging about their chili recipes. So I think we're going to have a lot of folks come out, and we're going to taste a lot of chili.
You know, I think that's a good idea about having put out a challenge to the firefighters. You might get a lot of different fire departments participating in that one.
We're already talking about five alarmers, so yeah. Should be good.
Peter, do you
need to be there.
Do you have a date on that event?
Yeah, it's March 13th.
Thank you.
Great. Anything else, Peter?
No.
Okay, terrific. We will move on to the budget report. So it looks like on the TOT that we're looking at October, and obviously overall it's up because of the BID money, but if you just look at it's the straight TOT, it's down by a decent amount. So I remember in October Michelle saying, or maybe, I don't know, maybe it wasn't Michelle, I just remember it, people talking about it not being too busy in October and November. And I want report. Is there anything you want to point out to us on this, John?
Just that this sort of mirrors what we've been talking about, and that we did something this last year that we haven't done in the past, and that's pretty much kind of front-loaded the budget a little bit more mm-hmm. to support the BID. Some of these things will actually still run in the spring, but they're committed. So, like, for instance, Sunset, there's still going to be a March insertion. We haven't paid for that yet, but that's booked and committed to. So what you're looking at is all the media that's been committed to this point. And that's not to say that we still don't have things occurring in the spring. We certainly do. But we did do a lot more in the fall than we normally would. But we still have about $30,000 remaining in the budget. Mm-hmm. And quite a bit of that's going toward maintenance of the website, which we need to preserve. And because we still have several months of adding events and doing different things like that, and then public relations as well, that were sort of an ongoing effort. So those monies we wouldn't have spent up front. They're sort of more of a monthly type activity.
Mm-hmm. And when is the radio remote happening again down in Ventura?
We haven't really scheduled that yet. That'd be probably more in the spring.
The spring, yeah. Okay.
How do we balance any advertising we need to do later in the year with not having any money for it?
Well, we do have, we still have money, as I mentioned, in the spring. I mean, some of this money that you see that's remaining, like, for instance, there's ads that are still running and going to be running in. There will be a March ad in Sunset Magazine. There's another ad in Bakersfield Life for the spring. Travel 50 and Beyond has a spring and summer edition. Sierra Magazine, we have a March, April insertion there. So basically, we still have quite a bit of activity in the spring as we have in the past. It's just that we've spent a little bit more in the fall. But the money is committed. I mean, there is no, there won't, you know, there's never any money left over because we can't keep that money. It's sort of use mm-hmm. it or lose it. We've gone through those efforts before. So.
Mm-hmm. And, John, I know we've talked about this, but have we gotten a final draft of exactly what the BID is doing for their advertising promotion?
Actually, I can share with you there is going to be a BID. Actually, it's live now on the website. And what I'll do is I'll email everyone because it's a proprietary password, so I wouldn't put it out for the public during this meeting. But certainly this committee has access. They do have an approved plan and budget, as well as the different press releases, ads that have been approved. So really everybody that's a stakeholder, as well as somebody that's involved in it, like this committee is, can go there and look at any time and see what the activity is for the effort, like the billboards on there, mm-hmm. Basically the whole program. And that's live now. So I'll send that email out to everyone. They can take a look, and you'll find the budget right there.
Mm-hmm. Great. And so obviously the concept we talked about was that we front-loaded the budget for this year, but hopefully BID is going to pick up for the bulk of the mm-hmm. spring and summer, and then when our July fiscal year mm-hmm. starts again, then I don't know if we've set ourselves up for trying to do that again. But
no, I wouldn't recommend that. I mean, I think that it really was just because of when the BID got started and how long it was going to take before any advertising would really mm-hmm. get going.
And didn't want duplication. We wouldn't want that effort.
Right.
Yeah.
So I would imagine that, and I know it's on the agenda today to talk about some new direction. You know, that would be a part of that discussion mm-hmm. as far as how that money would mm-hmm. be spent as well.
Okay. Great. Does anyone else have any other questions or comments? No?
I don't know whether this this is the time to bring it up. But we did get a aware of any?
Yeah, I can go back and look. But what we're trying to do, and this is also for the advertising as well, we're including that just to have a little more stronger call to action for people. So, and if you go to the homepage, you can also see where people can enter a contest to win as well. But I'll give a report on how many people have signed up for the newsletter. Usually what we find is the newsletter that goes out to our database, I mean, we include that because we figure that some people will refer the newsletter maybe to friends and things, so they will subscribe. But where we get most of the subscribers is when we run, like, the LA Times newsletter.
Right.
And then we have a contest.
Yeah, but I was just wondering if this little flag down at the bottom, if that has brought in any new subscribers.
It does when we run it with the LA Times, not so much with our own existing list, just because they're already members. But we're hoping that people would refer it.
Well, but it would be interesting to see how many people registered for that.
Yeah,
sure.
No, if there's any,
yeah,
any new one.
If you get a lot of people, if you get more people registering, obviously more people are looking at it. And
I don't know. Would people like to, people that didn't run a copy off?
Great. Well, we'll move on to the advertising agency report. John, if you want to.
Okay. I did send out on the BID. It gets to be a little bit, quite a bit of paper. But our stats, basically, as you can see, Nancy, do you have that one that's the... This one here. This will be a little hard for our vast viewing audience to see, but I do have copies for everybody. But this kind of gives you this is the Google Analytics, which we've switched over to, which I think has been a much more accurate look at what we're doing with the website. And we're pretty much on par. When you look again, you're looking at a half of a month. So when we look at December and we have 4,600 visits close to that, that looks a little deceiving because we still only have half a month. So if you just double that, we're going to be pretty much on par with what we did in November.
And September is when we switched over. That's why there's only 860.
Correct. Okay. So, yeah, we just didn't have a whole month of reporting there. But as you can see, we've got true unique visits, which is really what you want to look at, and that's close to 4,000. Then we have new visitors, returning visitors, as you can see as we go on down. And then I think what's interesting is the if you look at the total referring URLs, find travellatimes.com and latimes.com, we have over 1,000 referrals. And that beats even the state of California's referrals, which was 300. And if you look on down, it even beats the compared to over 1,000 from LA Times compared to 172 from the county site, county VCB site. So I think that's one program that we can certainly feel like that's done pretty well, and as you can see. And then if you look there at sunset.com, I mean, there's 217 referrals right there from Sunset. So, and that's just an effort that we did on their website. So, we'll look into finding out why we don't have a record of some of those responses from Sunset for the print.
This is great, John. This is really nice to put on a spreadsheet. It seems much more, it's nice to compare month to month and everything.
And there's a lot we can do, and I think that, you know, what I'll try to do is bring different reports to you guys, looking at, like, you know, unique, how many new visitors, where they're coming from. But I think this gives you a nice picture for the purposes of this meeting of where we're at.
You know, the other thing that I might suggest that I think would be really helpful for this committee is if you could, and I don't know if this is something that Google Analytics provides, but if you could bring a definition.
What I'll do is I'm going to bring Rick Turton.
That would be great.
To give all those definitions because he's sort of my expert and I know some of them. And he really helped me set up this Google Analytics. So what I think I'll do, and he comes to the BID meeting. Maybe the next meeting what I could do is...
And he could just come at the very end. I mean, we didn't have to...
Well, actually, you know, we could let him do this report and I can ask him, you know, maybe you can run a couple other things for us. And so that'd be a good time to bring him in.
I mean, just because obviously so much of all of our focus is going to the internet,
right, absolutely.
I think it is really important for us to understand. I mean, when we look at like fulfillment packets, that's really easy, black and white. Okay, this many said they wanted information, but this is a lot more complex, and just knowing what it is exactly that we're looking at, I think would be really valuable.
I think that would be good. And I also what he can do is I actually hired him. He hasn't worked with us in the past. He's worked with me on other clients, but with the added budget that we got from the BID to enhance the website, he's actually working really hard on optimizing the site too. Mm-hmm. And just to give you an idea of what we've done without having to buy pay-per-clicks, we were about, because the focus has been in the past to really optimize the destination. So when you typed in Morro Bay or Morro Bay, California, we always appeared number one in Google. But we did not appear as much as we would have wanted to appear as far as close to the... So we went from about, I think, about 9 pages back to the second page now.
Wow.
So, and that's just by enhancing the site, doing the different things that need to be done, renaming the pages, repopulating the copy toward more lodging emphasis. And again, if lodging works and we get more lodging people, then everything works because we increase our TOT. Mm-hmm. So that is one thing that we've done on the other side of it, which you really never see, but just manipulating the site. And with the new site that we're designing, we're going to be looking at that too and making sure we don't make any mistakes along the way and changing that over mm-hmm. to give up on that. So I'll have him talk about that too.
Great. That would be terrific. Mm-hmm. Does anyone else have any specific questions about this report?
No? I think what I'll do, Nancy, if you could go to the website now, the new design. If it's okay, I'll go ahead and take us through that.
Great. Is the new site live?
No, not yet.
Okay. Is there an anticipated date for it to go live?
Well, basically what we're doing today is we're looking for the BID and as well as your group to approve this initial design. And we had approval for the home page. And now what I have is the more action on shot as it comes up. And so there's just this little transition. I'm going to tighten up all of these clips a little bit, make them go a little faster. Mm-hmm. Part of the problem is the loading of the videos on each one takes a little time, but I'm going to just edit down the clips so they're a little quicker. And then there'll be sound effects with all of this too. So you'll hear the lapping of the water, the car actually, you can hear the car going through, you can hear the birds. And there's my last shot, shopping.
Shoppers. So how long does that whole intro, how long are you wanting that whole intro to take? Like,
I'd probably shave 10. Like 3 or 4 seconds off of it. You know, I wouldn't take much out of it, but I think it can be tightened up a bit.
Uh-huh.
But basically, the whole idea there is to just kind of create a little montage of different things. The footage actually came from several years ago. A company came in and shot some really high-end commercials here. And part of the agreement that the city came up with was that they would waive the shooting fees if they gave us the footage to use for our purposes. So it's high-definition footage, professional actors, models. And so that's why we were able to use that. And we've got two demographics there, as you can see. We've got sort of the older couple. So what we have now is that it's basically I did 3 pages just to be able to get approval on this is how the rest of the pages will look. So once we get approval on this, and this sort of answers your question, Heather, you know, we're sort of kind of through the hard part. I mean, this is really now we just have to start building all the pages out.
So I'm curious, John, with all the social networking stuff you guys have on there, the Facebook and the Twitter and everything, is your agency keeping mm-hmm. up with all of that?
Yeah, we're.
And how often do you do that, weekly?
We're still in the process. I mean, we have a blog that we're fulfilling. Mm-hmm. I have my PR person is writing some things. So like when we talk about an event, but it needs to be. It's an ongoing process. Mm-hmm. It's like the hardest part of social media is the content.
Right.
But yeah, we do have it, and it's functioning.
Yeah.
And it's just something that's sort of ongoing, but we're going to try to enhance it more when we get the new site redesigned.
Uh-huh. Do we have a lot of participation through that? I mean, like, do we have, like, a lot of people that are members of our fan page?
Probably not right now, just because we just started it, but it's growing. And I can have a report done on that, too, when Rick comes, because he's helping us with mm-hmm. that as well.
That'd be interesting.
If you could click on the activities page. And so these are the 3 pages that have been built mm-hmm. out. So, as you can see, to bird watching, so there would be 3 or 4 slides in there that would dissolve out. But it's just a new new look and new design.
Very cool. Well, does anyone have any feedback or comments they'd like to make?
I like the graphics very much. I think they pop a lot more. I like the typefaces you've used. They're a lot easier to read, especially the activities part. And the across the top, you can. It's a much improved
it pops,
site.
Yeah, I like the black around the
Morro Bay. Yeah.
Well, I want to thank the website subcommittee, both from this group as well as from the BID. We had a real good work, couple good work sessions. There's a lot of enhancements done here that are just, I won't even go into all of them, but, you know, a lot of work on the committee's part. You know, one of the things was to take a dark outline and make that logo pop more, you know, just little tweaks and things. Mm-hmm. But I should also mention, Nancy, if you could pull back up again, that you see where it says Lighted Boat Parade, Winter Bird Festival, that's another flash element that will be going on. That's going to scroll horizontally.
Oh, that's right. You had talked about that. It'll
so
just go.
People will be
that's
able
cool.
to start, they'll see all of the different events going by them, and then if they want to click on one, it'll stop, or if they want to advance it faster. Mm-hmm. So that's another searchable way for them.
That.
And one thing we were going to do that I forgot to mention is that when you, at the end of the slideshow, I think we kind of need a little, aside from putting the end, we want to have some graphics come up that says Morro Bay, come stay with us.
Okay.
So people will sort of know at the end of that slideshow, okay, well, the show's over with. So that, I think it'll just sort of spell it out on the screen. But again, to answer your question, we're hoping that by the next meeting in January, we would have mm-hmm. the site live.
That's perfect, because really, like, people will start probably going on, you know, in late first quarter and thinking about planning their summer trips. So timing's probably really good. Any other comments or questions?
And then the next thing I was going to talk about was the billboard. Nancy,
remind us where that billboard's going to be located, John.
This is going to be on the 101 as you're traveling south, just about a couple of miles prior to getting to where you would exit 41.
Okay.
So it'll be on the...
you know what's on the board now?
Is it? Wasn't it the Tasty Freeze?
I think it was. I'm trying to recall what was on there. I mean, in our last meeting, now I can't recall the Scenic 101 because, or Scenic 1, because that's something that internationally people know. And we want them to kind of get the idea that for them to get access to that, say if they're traveling on the 101 freeway, that's how they need to go. So we've given them direction. Obviously, still hitting our branding of Discover Your Better Nature. There's a nice tie-in, obviously, with the website. It's new design, so... we're looking at this being part of the overall campaign.
Was there a reason why the website was left off?
Just because you really only have about 3 minutes to, or excuse me, three seconds to get the message. And I think what we really wanted to do is to make sure they got off of the 101 to go to 41.
Yeah.
And it's so much now with Googling that if they've got their mobile or their phone and they want information, they can just type in Morro Bay under Google and come to it too.
I think we should consider using that basic thing in the next design of our billboard out here on 41 or on 1 rather.
Yeah, I think you could.
I think it's a neat.
I think it would work because you're still going to hit 1, mm-hmm. and obviously we wouldn't have the 41, but that could be next exit.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Morro Bay, mm-hmm. and I think that would be a nice tie-in.
I really like that the rock is off in the distance. To me, like, that places the whole thing. Like
Fargo, I mean, that's the real road. And there was one thing on there that's a little bit, it was a challenge because part of the video, in some instances, you'd have the rock in the background, but then also the montage. So we switched the videos over to when there was a shot with the video with the rock in the background. We moved it over to the left. Mm-hmm. The only shot you can't really do that on, and maybe I shouldn't even mention this since nobody had a problem with it, but on the opening shot, you actually see two rocks. Well, we tried everything, and we pulled the video over to the left. Then you had two roads. And that really didn't work. So I think it's so subtle and so quick. And it is a montage. I mean, I think people will realize after they get through the slideshow that this part over here is a montage of the whole thing. But, yeah, I think it's much better to have our real road and how it's coming in. And that's really about the only place that you can shoot that, because we went up and down Highway 1 looking for the right spot.
Is that north of Cayucas?
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
So, the next thing is
You know what? Just one other quick comment. Susan, I know we've talked about this a lot. One of the things I like about this is I do feel like it brings more obey to where we are. Like, I think that a lot of the stuff we've done...
Can you define that?
That means, I can tell you that means something else in Hawaiian. Yeah. I did mention the BID member page, and I will send out an email to everybody to have access to that, because I think it would be a really good way to keep up to date on what's happening there. And I know it's a little hard to see, but basically BID members and those associated with the effort could go to the site, and on there will be the media plan. Also shows the expenses, and then the press releases that we've written thus far, which is predominantly on events, which is the Avocado Margarita Festival. We wrote a fall release for Fall into Morro Bay, Lighted Boat Parade, Photo Expo, and then the print advertising that's been approved, the billboard, and the homepage for the website, and email newsletters that have been sent out.
Great.
So that will be available. Also, let's see, I think you're going to discuss bus tour packages, and maybe I should wait because I have a letter that the BID asked me to write to send out to those tour operators, so maybe I'll wait.
Website subcommittee.
We did not meet.
Okay. The artistic review subcommittee. Did you meet? No? Okay. So we'll move on to new business. Discussion of the Sunset Visitors Conference Bureau event. And I want to thank Bill and Ed because you guys both emailed me about it, which was good. And I'm not sure who the best person is to start this conversation off because I don't really know a whole lot about it beyond the fact that it appears that the Visitors and Conference Bureau is partnering with Sunset Magazine to produce a wine event at Santa Margarita, and they're planning to do it the same weekend as the Harbor Festival. And so, obviously, there are some big concerns about that. I don't know, maybe, Peter, can you shed a little bit of light on that?
Sure. There's been some dialogue about prior to picking another date, and for some reason they thought that it wasn't going to be a substantial hit to the Harbor Festival, mainly because it was so far out, different focus on for advertising. So, you know, if it continues on the same date, you know, it should have some effect. With that being said, you know, there are certainly ways of enhancing the Harbor Festival and maybe working in conjunction with it. Also, as I understand from John Summers, that it was supposed to be September, so it won't always fall if they use the same format. Won't always fall on Harbor weekend. It just happened to be this particular weekend. Uh-huh. It's also not set in stone that it's going to be that date every year. So there's some things being talked about right now.
So, Peter, can you, I don't know if you know the backstory on it, but obviously I would guess that the VCB has been courting Sunset to try and get them to do this. I can't imagine Sunset just came to San Luis County and said, hey, we want to do this, right?
Well, I can't really speak for them, but okay. I would assume so.
I can give you some background if you'd
like. Yeah, that would be great.
So I understand it is that that Sunset has a show in Palo Alto, which Peter's gone to several times.
The regular trade show visitor
right,
center,
and Bill's
yeah.
been there, and I've been there, and I think some other people have, who was the interim director before they hired John Summer, got wind of that and thought, well, let's put our hat in the ring and talk about it coming here. So there was some pretty serious lobbying done to Sunset, and I know that Noreen Martin and John King and some other people, hoteliers, got involved in that. And so they had all of the people from Sunset come up. In fact, they kind of said that this was really unique, that the publisher, the editor, they'd never been all together in one location until they came to the Central Coast. And they fell in love with the Central Coast, thought it would be a really great place to have the event. And so then what they tried to do was to figure out, well, how can we divide up the county? You know, how can we have this this activity not just occur in one place? So they determined that they would have the main event at Santa Margarita Ranch, just because that venue is large enough to where they would be able to facilitate booths. And again, if you've been to the Palo Alto show, you know you've got to have a pretty big space.
So with the intention of making like a trade show, travel show event?
Well, I think more so because it's really a true combination of both. But what it is more than anything, it's a show for the public. Mm-hmm. And I think the trade show is also sort of a supporting element to that. As I understand it, this will be true samples of food. So that's my understanding will be the same thing at Santa Margarita Ranch. And that would be on Saturday. Friday when they or Thursday night they come, and San Luis Obispo is going to be doing something in conjunction with Farmers Market. So the people will come. So it's a really long stay type of thing. And then Friday, my understanding is that there'll be another destination, and I think they're still trying to decide where the beach destination is going to be. I think it's going to be Avila, and that will be sort of like a farewell on Sunday. And just so you realize, too, that one reason why these people got the nod is because they put up serious cash to be a sponsor. I understand San Luis Obispo put up a lot of money. I know Pismo Beach wrote it, and they're not even really going to have a destination part of it. They pledged $25,000. I'm not sure what Avila did. That may have come from the hoteliers, but part of it was the cash to have this at your destination. And so my understanding was that there's been some lobbying done, and I can't really answer this completely, and it might be good to have John Summer come. I know John Sulu was involved in talking with the county VCB and saying, hey, you know, we're going to need some support here. You know, this is on one of our major event days. And my understanding was they were going to try to promote the Harbor Festival in some way and have that part of the show. But I can't attest to that because I'm not real clear on that. But I think there's some mitigations, you know, being talked about being done. I can tell you that they're not going to be able to stay in just one city. I mean, they're going to fill up all of our hotels if we do it correctly.
I'll jump onto that. It'll be a three-person explanation here. I sit on the VCB board. All the cities that contribute sit on the VCB board, and we're part of the resource council, so we don't go to all the board meetings. But I did attend the board meeting where they talked about this event a couple of months ago, and there was certainly discussion about the Harbor Festival, and John did a good job in explaining how they came upon the date, and it's our understanding that the date is not set in stone for future years, that it is possible to be moved around. And I know that Steve Burns, who John referred to, who was the interim CEO of the VCB for a while, is his firm is heading this event up, and he has been in discussions with the Harbor Festival Board of Directors about a number of things that they can do to certainly enhance the participation in the Harbor Festival, as well as the Savor San Luis and some possible combination marketing things. So they are trying to work together to certainly make it a win-win situation for both organizations. So I think that I think that's going fairly well, but we'll certainly keep on track of that. And
State, I feel like obviously this is beyond anything we have control over, and we want to be supportive of the Harbor Festival. I mean, obviously it's been going on for years and years and years. It's one of the biggest longstanding events in Morro Bay's history, and maybe not history, but so I just think that we obviously need to state that we are not happy with this. I do think that if the target is to pull people, I would guess, from the state of California, maybe even Western region, to the Central Coast, that is going to have an impact, because the Harbor Festival is full of a lot of tourists. I mean, that's the bulk of who comes. So I do think that it will decrease the attendance, and it does appear that the Harbor Festival didn't do real well this last year.
Scroll down, Nancy, and right
invite
there in the yellow, I think, is the Savor.
Our website's way better than this.
Yeah.
It is.
And
it costs a lot more.
That's a much better.
Then they have a whole list of things that are going to happen, and then they've got another place where you can We can't read them. But
well,
anyhow.
So it already has the date posted on this, right? So there's no way that they're changing the date.
The date is set in stone.
Okay.
For this year, I think one of the things they're trying to get through is.
But he also went on to say, if we discover after this first year's event that there is a substantial negative effect on the Harbor Festival, we will change the date. So maybe that's because it is scheduled the last week in September or something like that.
I
think we just have to tag onto this and do whatever we can. To me, the only thing I can see is if we can get tours, staying overnight here.
Right, that's what you were saying, Bill, is that if he's saying that we will change the date if it affects the Harbor Festival, it is on. It may not be working, but it's on. Okay, sorry about that. I've never been accused of that before. I think what I'm seeing is that maybe there is something there that they're willing to work with us. If they're willing to change the date, if it affects the Harbor Festival for the next year, maybe they would be then willing to do the tours or do something to include the Harbor Festival. And hopefully those negotiations can go on because how it's going to affect the Harbor Festival and it's surviving until the next year.
There might be some way in their advertising, the print they do or whatever they do, to mention the Harbor Festival going on in Morro Bay also, or visit the Harbor Festival. So some way to use their.
Since Sunset's putting in the money.
Right. Sunset does not really care, I don't think.
Probably not.
I mean, the VCB hopefully does because we're a supporter of the VCB.
The one thing that John Solu said at the meeting I attended 2 weeks ago was that it was the winery. It's a five county. They're going to select the wineries from all the Central Coast counties. It's not just from.
Santa Barbara is going to have a part in this.
And
too.
I'm assuming that there are also the restaurants because it's a food and wine pairing. So I'm assuming if they're going to have 150 wineries, they're going to have 150 restaurants to pair with each one of the wines.
So I guess.
And they're also going to have a victory garden out here. But they're going to plant a garden. It's going to have a victory garden. You know, it was going
meal
to be part
prepared,
of the
yeah.
of the thing to tie in with the show in May or something.
To me, it sounds like it's dealing with a really different demographic. And I think what the Harbor Festival needs to do, that committee and group, they need to do their own advertising to reach the demographic that we want to have here. I think they could also plaster over the hill our county and the Tri-Counties area to come to Morro Bay. I think, you know, $95 a ticket versus $6 or whatever it is at the Harbor Festival.
I personally don't think the price is high enough. I think it should be $300 or $400 or maybe even $1,000. Like they do up in Mendocino County. They have $1,000 wine and food tasting up in Mendocino County and they limit it to 1,000 people. No, and I don't. To me, this should be a high-end deal.
I agree.
And they should have a wine auction, and they should have. And I believe they are having a wine auction. But to me, it needs to be a bigger price difference between our Harbor Festival and what they're going to do out there in Santa Margarita Ranch.
Well,
I don't think $95, $75, whatever price it is significant.
It seems to me this is just competition in the normal business sense. The Harbor Festival is a business it runs, and business faces competition. Something happens, they have to adjust to it, work with them or whatever. You have a business. What do you do if another beach store opens across the street from you? That's part of you take that.
I carry something different than they have.
That's right.
You know,
do something different.
Yeah,
exactly, but you adjust. Mm-hmm. And this is what the Harbor Festival has to do. They have to, their board of directors has to take this into account and readjust their event. Work with them if they can. Work with the.
It's expensive, and
the Harbor Festival.
Yeah, because what's happening that I'm hearing about is that people are complaining about paying whatever the entrance fee is plus everything else is more. So they're spending all of their money inside Harbor Fest, which means that the funds they have are now limited to spend around town.
Well, I think just a couple of quick comments. I mean, obviously, we're not the Harbor Festival Board, and I think that if we have specific comments for the Harbor Festival Board, that we could certainly prepare a letter or individually approach the Harbor Festival I think that we cannot, in my opinion, as a big part of this county, we cannot overlook the value of having Sunset come to our county to do this. And we need to get on the bandwagon with this event and say, you know what? This is going to bring in thousands of people from the western region. We want to be part of it. We want those heads in our beds, you know, and we want them in our shops, and we want to support the Harbor Festival. But I think that, you know, this is pretty big, you know, and we should be celebrating. I think if it were on any other weekend, we would all be rejoicing that they were coming. So
I completely agree. I think that the reality is this is a big deal.
It is.
Set. I mean, who's going to make that judgment call? So the reality is it's set. I think that what we have to do is take advantage of it, that there's a lot of people coming here. There's a lot of people that are going to go to that show that would love to stay in Morro Bay. Mm-hmm. We just need to extend the offer. Right. And I think in answer to, Liz, what you said, you know, with people not wanting to pay the entrance fee, and this is not a slam on the Harbor Festival whatsoever. The Harbor Festival, it's incumbent upon them to make it worthwhile enough for somebody to want to pay to go and get inside.
Exactly.
And that's their problem. And I'm sure they can solve it, but issue.
I totally agree with that, and I agree with what Susan said about the demographic. It's going to be a totally different group.
Right. I mean, realistically, the bulk of the people coming from the Fresno, Bakersfield area.
I would just like to see us, you know, the city, I guess, as a whole, figure out a way to really incorporate Harborfest so that it just kind of has a nice ripple effect to the whole, to the city as a whole, as opposed to just there where, you know, it's... Mm-hmm. There.
I think another thing that the Sunset Show, I believe they said the booths were going to cost $1,200.
Ouch.
Whereas I think the Harbor Festival was around $500. Mm-hmm. And there weren't going to be any handicrafts.
Right.
And they're really strict about how this is going to run. And that's part of the reason, you know, to be picked, and they're going to be calling the shots. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be calling the shots when it comes to advertising. I mean, we could say, well, we want to be in your advertising, but you're in the business. They're not going to put us in there. And they care about us. I mean, they've written a lot of good stories about Morro Bay. We do spend money with them. We're appreciative. You know, I mean, they've gotten us some great deals, not only with this committee, but with the BID. So they're a good partner, and it's us that have to figure out a way to take advantage of this and make it into a positive. And I think we can. And I think, to be honest, this is the demographic that's the future of not only Morro Bay but the entire county. These are the people that we need to have when we talk about shopping. This demographic is the type of visitor we want to have come here, because they're going to go out to the restaurants, they're going to go in the art galleries, they're going to go in our shops, they're going to buy things. They're not going to just come over for the day, and they're going to stay several days. So this is the clientele we need, and hopefully we can, you know, attract them. I think we can.
Does Sunset have two different editions, one for Northern California and one for Southern California?
Yes.
Because one person said this was going to be advertised extensively in Southern California. Another person said the Bay
in San Diego, that going to Palo Alto is just too far. And but I think that, you know, I think we should, you know, look at having a booth there.
That's what I was going to say. Are we going to have a booth there?
And I can tell you one of the things, you know, Pismo's.
The way they explain it, there'd be no booths like that.
There'll be travel booths. I think there'll be destination booths.
That wasn't the conversation I had.
Well, I think they're not going to have booths where they're going to be selling crafts and things like that. But my understanding was that there would be an opportunity for the different destinations of the county to be represented in some way. But you're going to have to pay for it.
Well, I think, John, in my opinion, if whatever you can find out about this event and how we can participate and how we can get in the loop on it, I think that it would be really beneficial for Morro Bay.
And I think that it's also, and it's probably a good thing maybe to keep on the agenda, I don't know about for next month, but although it's coming up soon, but we, out of next year's budget perhaps, I mean, there's things that we could do. It's up to us to go to them and say, we want to sponsor all your bags. You know, we want Morro Bay's logo on every bag. I'm not saying that's available, but I know Pismo's looked in at putting the logo on all the wine glasses. So there may be something more we could do. And I think
puts it on radio, puts it in the print, as people are coming into town on Thursday, if that's when the event starts, they're going to hear this stuff. They're going to read it. They're going to go, wow, you know, we brought the kids. They can't go to the wine tasting. Let's head over the hill and go to the harbor. You know, and if they're paying $95 per person per ticket to go to that event, and they did bring the wife and kids or the husband and kids, they're going to send them to the cheaper event to hang out for the day, go to the beach. I don't know. I just feel like there's, you know, maybe we can't tag along with sunset advertising per se, but we got our own advertising campaigns, you know, just.
Yeah, well, we're also in sunset. I mean, and there's no reason why our ads should, I mean, it'd be silly for our ads not to reflect that. I mean, we're on their website. I mean, there's no reason. And this really comes to the challenge of the hoteliers to come, and the activities to come up with some packages, because there's probably, you know, some people that are going to come up here. This may be their first time ever to come to the Central Coast. I don't think they just want to hang out at Santa Margarita, you know, for 2 days. I wouldn't. I mean, nothing. It's not a slam on Santa Margarita Ranch. Maybe. But if I've done that for 1 day, the Palo Alto show, would you really want to go too? I wouldn't. I'd be done in a day.
Well, you'd want to come to the beach afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah. You go into the city. Yeah, experience it. Yeah, you bet.
Okay, great. Well, I think that we've got some good feedback, and
as you know, when we came back from the NTA conference, we discovered some of the reasons why the bus touring companies aren't coming into Morro Bay is they do come in, but not in the numbers that actually go by us. It's because we're not offering specific tours for their buses to experience. So when we discovered that, we figured out, you know, there's a couple of things that people would be interested in. So we are in the process right now of putting together the first Oyster Tour. And I've talked to Neil and Dwayne, the Morro Bay Oyster Company owners. They're opening up their company, putting up a dialogue of their history and kind of putting together a tour. Now, they're not actually doing the tour. We have Alan and Wendy, local folks that are in the process of picking up a boat that will hold maybe 25 to 30 people, shallow, so they can get back into that area, and they will be doing the tour. So the people from the bus, they get off, they get onto the boat, and they're, you know, given a drink and something to eat, you know, and then they go on out. And then they got the email that I sent out to folks, but if you haven't, I'll resend it. But we had a response from Steve. Steve is, I forget his last name at this moment, but he's from Amtrak, and he has a private car, a very high-end car, or an Express, I guess, is the level that he has, that type of sophistication. So, the folks are, you know, they're expecting something different. So what they're planning on doing is going into Paso, get off the train, get on a bus, do some wine tours, and then go over to the Hearst Castle, and then on their way back to San Luis Obispo, stop into Morro Bay and do the Oyster Tour.
You're going to do that all in 1 day?
Well, to start with, now we're talking about in the future, you know, and how that's going to change. But right now, they've requested a tour from us, and now we're negotiating on the prices and doing all the specifics on it right now. Very excited. They're extremely excited because this is something fresh and something new for the touring buses. Now, there's 8 other touring buses that want to do something similar. Now, this particular one has 12 trips planned for 2011. We're positive. We don't want any delays, and there's a lot of logistic things that go along with all this stuff, too. Very excited. We also have tours for the history tour of Morro Bay. We're looking into that. We're looking at the avocado tour for some of the other folks. So a good variety, but we've discovered finally that you have to package the tour and then present the tour to the bus companies, and you know, it's different than anything they've experienced, and they want something different. They don't want the same old.
Great.
So it looks really, really good.
Good.
Have you talked to the abalone farm?
That's the next call, because there was a request about that as well. I don't know if they can facilitate the buses going up to their farm. I'm not sure about that. Last time I was up there, I know it was kind of windy up a hill and dirt, and you know, I'm not sure about that yet. So the call's been made, and we're looking at that as well, because that's something neat, mm-hmm. something good.
Mm-hmm. If I could just add, the BID committee asked for me to help them write a letter that with the leads that Peter had, we wanted to be fair about it, make sure that everybody, got, you know, all the stakeholders got an opportunity to respond to those or to be a part of those leads. So we wrote a letter, unique and exciting tours for your groups. Morro Bay is an idyllic seaside harbor town located halfway between Los Angeles and San Francisco. When your group arrives here, the first thing they'll notice is the majestic rock, a volcanic peak over 21 million years old. Morro Bay is unhurried and unspoiled and uncrowded with a relaxed, inviting atmosphere and spectacular natural beauty. Whatever kind of tour you're seeking, Morro Bay is sure to please. For some, Morro Bay offers a romantic stroll on a moonlit beach or a tranquil morning paddle in a frog-shrouded harbor. For nature lovers who thrive on watching wildlife, it's a chance to see the mighty migrating gray whales or enjoy the ample bird-watching opportunities in Morro Bay, the Morro Bay Estuary. Your group can discover their own better nature. Often compared to the golf courses at Pebble Beach, Morro Bay State Park is home to championship golf course that boasts ocean views from all 18 holes. Across the eucalyptus-lined street, there's the informative and interactive Museum of Natural History celebrates marine life, which is a nod to Morro Bay's maritime heritage and its traditional coastal village fishing roots. Morro Bay offers three distinct shopping districts, downtown the Embarcadero and North Morro Bay. Treasure hunting truly takes on its own meaning when strolling through the numerous art galleries and unique shops. Here visitors can find ocean-inspired gifts and collectibles, as well as interesting antiques and one-of-a-kind motels and romantic secluded inns. Our lodging facilities are ideal for group travel with ample free bus parking, double occupancy rooms. Many properties offer free continental breakfast, portage, and unique tour packages. Whatever type of stay you are seeking, Morro Bay has what your group is looking for. Please contact Peter Kandel at the Morro Bay Visitor Center for any questions and requests. So this would be something that we can use to respond to the leads that Peter got on his trip to the NTA convention, but also it's a letter we could, you know, we can look at maybe buying some lists from other tour groups, or if we want to ever run an ad in the NTA, they have their own magazine that goes to all the different operators. That may be something we might want to put on our list at some point, or maybe the BID might want to run an ad like that.
You can include a list of all the different tours we have available, too. Mm-hmm. So, I don't
know. Great. But I think Peter was, it was substantiated by what Peter did when he went to the NTA, because we got a email from, or a report from Molly, who has that capacity, does group tours and sales for the County Visitors and Conference Bureau, and she said that Peter was spot on with his idea of unique tours. That's what people were looking for. I mean, this. Mm-hmm. She said that, you know, her recap of the whole event was that the tour groups were really wanting to do. They want to do something different.
Great. All right. Well, we will move on to the discussion of the purpose feature of the Community Promotions Committee. Last month we had discussed that it's possible that, you know, since obviously the BID is really lodging focused, that perhaps we should move more toward like the events and the shopping, and, you know, maybe we need to come up with a new mission to promote all of the things that are not lodging, so that we aren't necessarily directly competing with one another. Also to show the value to the city council that there is a purpose of the promotions committee, and that we, I think that, especially in light of last month's conversation, that it is really important that we do have a voice that's not lodging, because if you just have a lodging voice, I think that some of the other things do get missed. And obviously, like we've talked about, the more people stay, the more they're going to spend their money in restaurants and shops and stuff. But we don't want to also forget that we need to promote that so that people come and stay. Does anyone have any feedback or things that they'd like to bring up in regards to that?
I really liked that little YouTube video you sent around, that Michigan kind of outreach. That was a really neat little clip. Mm-hmm. I really liked it.
Mm-hmm. How'd you find that, John? Just
actually, my one of our reps that we work with over in Bakersfield, she sent it to me, and they're going to do something like that in Bakersfield for their merchants. And she sent it along just as an idea, and I sent it on to you guys to take a look at. But I think that I think things like that, I think that what the view that I would have and being involved with this group for a number of years, I think we still need to sell the destination. I think the BID, frankly, needs to do that as well, because I don't think people are going to come just to stay in a hotel. Yeah. We don't have a unique hotel that somebody would, you know, want to come to, just, and that's not a slam on the hotels. We just don't. I mean, there's very few cities that have a so unique hotel that people would come just to have that hotel experience.
Madonna Inn.
Right.
Pardon me?
Madonna Inn.
Madonna Inn would be an example.
Maybe the only one in the county.
Yeah.
But I think we need to still, I think this group still can brand the destination. But with that, we can kind of pick up the ball to, once people are here, what do they have to do? Which is also selling the destination, because people want to know that there's things that they can take advantage of once they are staying here. And also, our part of it, you know, is something that I think on a smaller budget, you can take that PR money and grow that to where there is more activity, and we're getting more responses from a smaller amount of money to facilitate more public relations efforts. And then that gets back into the events. And I think that one of the things we talked about is the 60-70s, you know, revival thing. I mean, I think that, you know, this group could maybe take on one major event like that. And that could be another, you know, challenge too. And maybe that's the event. I don't know if it is or not. But obviously that's going to take a lot of planning. And that could be something that would be another possibility too.
Mm-hmm. Reading the mission statement, which is at the bottom of our agenda, it's very succinct, very broad, and very complete, or maybe incomplete. The mission of the committee is to increase tourism to Morro Bay through marketing and advertising. That's a very, very broad statement. You mentioned public relations. I think that's a separate category. Public relations is a form of marketing and advertising, but it's specific, which is not indicated in our mission statement. Events are a form of marketing and a mission statement, or make it more specific to what we really do. The BID becomes specific, and I think that's what you're getting at, for lodging. Mm-hmm. We don't mention lodging here. Mm-hmm. We say marketing, advertising. They do marketing and advertising specifically for lodging. If we're going to take public relations and events and other areas, mm-hmm. let's include that in our mission statement and see if we might want to consider changing what our mission statement really is.
Well, I think it's important, too, and I know the BID is wrestling with this as well, is that I think it all kind of centers back to promoting tourism. Mm-hmm. So if PR promotes increasing mm-hmm. tourism, if you know, has scheduling events, but then again, you might want to have a caveat on your event sponsorships that they have to result in overnight stays, or that mm-hmm. they result in a, you know, increase in tourism, because you don't want to get into the situation where every little event, you know, and this has been talked about over the years, comes and asks for support.
Yeah, there are many events that don't promote right. overnight stays, sure.
Right. So you probably want to take, and we already, you know, we're already doing two of those things. We do have a small PR budget that we work with, and we also do promote events. So we're doing that currently, so it may be time as we...
Terms. My term is up next month, and two other members. Is it Bill and Ed?
I believe it is. I tried to download the council staff report, and it's not coming up on the computer, but I think it is.
So we obviously are going to have some seats coming up. I know that I'm not going to be re-upping. I'm not sure if Bill and Ed are going to be. But I feel like one of the things that the Promotions Committee is really lacking right now is a strong political advocate. You know, I think that Ed Biagini obviously used to be a huge advocate. You know, Bill Yates even was a big advocate. John Sulu has been a big advocate. But, you know, all of those... strong voices are no longer here. And if the Promotions Committee is interested in staying a viable, you know, committee here in Morro Bay, somebody's going to need to advocate for its existence, or I could see it being very easily swallowed up by the BID.
So
which
are you suggesting then a political subcommittee should be formed?
No. But I do think that, and you know, I mean, just... I was just thinking, I was on the Promotions Committee for 3 years some time ago, and then now I've been on it 4 years. So I've been on this committee for 7 years. What its true purpose is, and if it is serving its purpose. Because the BID does have a huge budget, and when you compare our $130,000 to their hopefully $500,000, you know, we don't have a lot to spend. So as a city, does it make sense to have a promotions committee and a BID committee?
I really think it does, mm-hmm. Because the BID is focused on lodging.
Right.
And I think we still need, and whether it's a partnership with the Chamber and the Merchants Association, or whether we stay as, you know, its own entity that's umbrellaed by the city, I think we need to do the kind of marketing that shows our beaches and shows the golf course and hiking up Black Hill and kayaking and sailing and shopping and dining and the different parts of our town, so that when people come from other places, they're actually seeing what's real, you know, from an advertisement that panned down Main Street and showed Coalesce Bookstore, or, you know what I mean? So that there's this sense of, wow, that looks like a cute town I'd like to go to, and look at that long beach. You can walk all the way to Cayucasan. Mm-hmm.
There's just so much more to promote here than that. Mm-hmm. And so you can't just have one narrow focus. You have to have a group that's focused on the entire city and what there is to offer here.
Mm-hmm. But don't you think eventually, once the BID gets formed and they get to see a bigger, broader picture than just their own hotel or motel, that they will get that message and they will understand that if people are going to stay overnight, there has to be something for them to do. And they'll need to show the beaches. They'll eventually get to the stage that you're talking about, I feel, Susan, that eventually they will see that, and their advertising will not only be just to show the bricks and mortar of their hotel and the luxury of their rooms and advertise their individual motels and hotels, but it will be to show the uniqueness of our city, come and stay here.
Well, in fairness to the BID, because I'm also, as you know, working with that committee, they already get that.
Yeah, well.
And because the ads that have been approved, I mean, they're still selling the destination. I mean, but sure. They need to legally have a lodging emphasis to that, which is, you know, another part of the packaging. And maybe there's, you know, some sort of, it's difficult when you have a whole destination to try to do rate or anything like that. But I think they get that. But I think the other thing to consider is that, you know, they're going to go to 2% next year. So it's that budget's going to be cut. Then they're going to go shopping. And, you know, hopefully that whole thing trickles down. And if they don't stay, we're not going to have any money to fund either one of the mm-hmm. committees. Mm-hmm. So it all kind of gets back to that, but I think taking on more of a activities and events and things like that for this committee, but yet still branding the city, you know, is where I would see it go. I mean, I don't mm-hmm. think it has to be a huge drastic switch.
Right. I agree.
Because I think it's sort of working the way it is, mm-hmm. but I do think it's good to have it redefined and maybe a new mission statement. Because, again, before the BID didn't exist, so I mean you got to take that into consideration, because that's a whole another huge part of the marketing effort that's got to be included. And I think the council would probably, and I agree with you, Heather. I think that the political parts of this are equally as important as the success of the group, because you just have to keep letting the council know where, you know, they have responsibility to the citizens that this public funds are being spent wisely. So we need to always keep them abreast of what's going on, and that's a big part of the whole process too.
I would also suggest that perhaps if you want to look at a different mission statement or a joint meeting, because you're going to be having the BID board there, your board, and the council. So mm-hmm. That might be something you want to, if you want to go in that direction.
Right. Well, and I guess my part of what I want to try and bring up is that, you know, the fact that the committee is going to look different in a month, you know, and so part of what I would love to see happen, and I don't know, Susan, I feel like you're probably a really good person for this, because you have a lot of passion around it, but to have somebody that is a strong advocate for the promotions committee who can say, yeah, I do think we need a new mission statement. Yeah, we do need to communicate this to the BID committee. We do need to communicate this to the city council. You know, I mean, I just think that if that does not happen, that it's going to be, you know, just because I feel like since Ed is no longer with us, that every year that he hasn't been here, the promotions committee has gotten weaker and weaker. And part of it is because Ed was always, I mean, he went to every single city meeting ever. I mean, it was like
he was always asking for 1% of the TOT.
Yeah.
You know, and the city's talking about increasing the TOT. It would be nice if we had somebody on the board that was going to be up there and say, gee, we'd like to have 1% so that we have a guaranteed life.
Well, and
I think this committee is probably, and so we need to get in there and advertise, mm-hmm. Yeah, come to the county, but come to Morro Bay. And so I think we've got a more important time than we've ever had.
I agree, and I think that part of the issue is that a lot of the really strong advocates for tourism are the lodging owners because they're the ones that stand the most to gain from it. And I feel like, unfortunately, all of that positive influence has been pulled away from us into the BID. And, you know, so I just feel like we really do need somebody who has a vision and a passion and a desire to kind of, you know, say that they do, you know, they're on the promotions committee, they're going to make a commitment to try and increase, you know, the tourism for the shop owners and for the events and the activities. And so I don't know if there's anyone out there listening to this or someone who is on this committee who feels like that's something that they have the fortitude and time to take on.
I don't know, Heather. That was a pretty good,
great commercial.
Pretty good speech.
Great,
I think you should stay. Yeah.
My 15-month-old and my company think otherwise, unfortunately. So,
Potcher, and he was a great leader and a very strong advocate for this committee. And there certainly has been something missing, and we need a good political voice, someone that knows their way around the city, can be a strong advocate at city council meetings and speak in behalf of this committee. And again, I would echo her statements. If there's anybody out there that really wants to do this, please apply, because I think Andrea knows the dates that the applications will be taken.
It's usually like mid-January.
But it's coming up very shortly, I know that.
Yeah, applications are currently available. I'm not sure the cutoff date. It's going to be at the very end of January because interviews are February 1st.
Mm-hmm.
So it's usually about 4 or 5 days before that. And Bridget, the city clerk, has all that information.
So if anybody's interested, now's the time to apply.
Yeah, it would be great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've got some time, but definitely get in.
Thank you.
Well, I think there's one other component to this. I'll just add to this, is that I think it's important for this committee, and I'll certainly try to help as best that I can, but this committee to let the BID committee know how important you are and how much this committee does in support of their efforts. And I think they do know that, but, you know.
But there hasn't been anyone telling them that.
Right. And I think that that's another part of it, because you do have strong advocates on that board. And the discussions that I've had, I mean, I think the fact that they're going to be, you know, the budget is going to be reduced, that's something to really consider.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Well, in my opinion, I think that it would be a good idea to keep this discussion of the purpose and future of the committee, and maybe that's something that in February would be a great topic for the committee. I don't know if that's something we just want to put as a carried agenda item or if we can make a note to just have that appear in February, but I think it definitely is something that needs to be, you know, discussed.
Mm-hmm.
So does anyone have anything else they'd like to add?
I think it sort of relates to this. I was asked by the Thursday Morning Business Forum to see if somebody or a group from the Promotions Committee could come to a Thursday morning and talk with people about what we do in terms of promotions of the city. I think that would be a great idea, and whether there was some talk about, gee, do we get somebody from promotion, somebody from BID, maybe somebody from the chamber and somebody from merchant, so you have a whole panel, or whether we do it one group at a time, and they would love to have us in January if it's possible. And again, it could just be one or two people.
Is there anybody, Ed, Liz, Joyce, anybody who would be interested in doing that in January?
Well, I do that for when, you know, I usually at the start of the year, I'll go and present what this committee's done. I take them through a PowerPoint, show them the budget. you know, I think that's something you might want to coordinate with the BID. I don't know if they're ready to have that meeting yet, but I mean, at some point, we probably want to let everybody know what we're, you know, what we're doing. I mean, the BID is still sort of evolving into that, mm-hmm. but, you know, certainly by pretty close to January, they'd probably be ready, but I can't speak for them. That's something that they would need to decide on.
Mm-hmm. It would be a very good way for us to show the difference between the two committees mm-hmm. and the, what we do, you know, and so that would be mm-hmm. that would be a good
place. I think I'd recommend if it's going to be both, then you might want to have some outreach to the BID group and see if they want to have somebody go too.
I think it would be a really good idea to compare all of the different organizations. I mean, you could even have the Chamber, the Merchants Association, the Promotions, and the BID and say, this is our role, this is what we do, this is our mission.
So rather than a PowerPoint, even just a little brief, you know, here's where we get our money, because people mm-hmm. always want to know that. Well, who's funding this? Mm-hmm. And the general, it's a good group.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. I think that would be a good idea. All right, are there any discussion of new ideas? No? Okay. In terms of declarations of future agenda items, I think we just want to carry the purpose and future discussion, but I don't think we have any other new agenda items, correct? And I think that's it. So we will adjourn our meeting. Thank you all. That was a great meeting.
You're redesigning the front page. The second, third, fourth, fifth are not going to be redesigned.
No, they are. They're going to have that same look as the